Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard this music podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. Season 5, Episode 5, Side B, if my memory serves me correct. We've got lots of music to get through today. This side of the podcast, Side B, is just about the music, it's just about the artist, it's not... No faffing about liking A-side. We'd love the A-side because it's lots of entertainment and lots of fun, but this is just about the artist. Also with me, as always, joining me for the B-side, my co-host, Michael. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Busy as always, but can't complain. It's nice to be busy.
And nice to have a bit of spring weather coming in.
Yes, we've had some nice weather this week. We've had some bad weather as well, but it's nice to have some nice weather mixed in with it. What's new with you, Mike? Anything new? Anything in the industry to report?
Let's see what's happening in this industry. They're kind of quiet. A few new artists signing up, but you know things go at a pace, right? But other than that, doing some spring cleaning, and the podcast today got me away from washing windows, so I'm happy to be here.
Cool. good. Yeah, I need to have a spring clean of the website because my website is... I don't know much about making websites and what have you, but that our website is getting big. It's getting... And apparently a bloated website is a slow website, so it's starting to slow down. So I need to work out how to get working a bit quicker somehow.
Who do you use? Who's your provider?
It's Google Sites, but I think I'm doing it all too complicated, so I just need to slimline it down a bit. But yeah. Okay, we'll get straight on with it. We're going to play our Artist of the Week. We don't usually do that, but I think it might be something we start doing. We're going to play the Artist of the Week. I had a chat with Stephen Alton from Animal Sun yesterday. You can find the... interview on YouTube. It will be on YouTube and it'll be all over the place. You'll see it on Twitter. We'll live stream it and what have you. But I had a great chat with him. The sound was dog shit because he was in the car and he was travelling. But the conversation itself was fantastic. The guy had some really good stuff to say, and he was really interesting. Really enjoyed chatting with him. His insight into the music industry and everything. And they're a really, really good band. I was saying to him that I'm glad we've got him on the show now before he becomes really famous, because that band is going places. Sometimes you hear a band and you know that they're going places. There's a few artists we've had on the podcast, and I know that in a few years' time, like Emrose, Ralph Pellimounter, there's certain artists you just know that, yeah, that they're going to make it, and these guys are one of them. So it was good to have them on. He was just a great chat, well worth checking out. But yeah, this song, it's their latest release. It's called Chasing Shadows. Again, check them out. Check out the conversation I had with them, and we'll leave all the links in the show notes. Animal Sun there with Chasing Shadows. Keep your eyes on these guys, because they're going far. They're really good. They're not just a band. They're not just a pop band that's just making any old music. There's depth, there's meaning, there's complexity behind their music. I mean, if he said in the conversation we had yesterday that anybody who's not within the music industry or knows much about music would just listen to their music and say, oh, it's just another pop song. But they're not. There's such passion. Just listening to him talk, you can tell that he's in it for the love of the music, not just for the money or the fame. He loves the music, and you can see that when you listen to him talk. Again, go to YouTube. Well, it'll be on Twitter and all over the place, the chat, but be on YouTube as well. I haven't put much effort into our YouTube, to be honest. We've got lots and lots of followers on Twitter, and that's where I've mainly focused, but I should really put some more effort into the YouTube. So yeah, if you're listening to this, go over to YouTube and please throw us a subscribe and a share and a comment, and yeah, help us build that YouTube, because I've really not taking care of that. But yeah, really good band. And they say that he says that he's poppy. I was getting a lot of pop punk from this, like from the 2000s, like with the people you had, like Blink 182 and people like that. I was getting that kind of vibe. What did you think of this one, Mike?
Yeah, I really liked it. I agree with everything you say there. When the vocals kicked, I was surprised with the vocals. I wasn't expecting that pitch, I guess, right? That's I don't know what I was expecting, but the way it started off, I really like the pitches. Like, the guy's got a great voice, right? And he really delivers the song. So it's great sound. Yeah, I really like it. Very good.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for these guys. Right, moving on to my next artist. I'm going to bring a group called Bisou Noir with their song Renegade.
Hi Richie, my name's Milo and I am one quarter of the band Bisou Noir. I'm the guitarist. We all live in London, but I'm from Berkshire area, Reading, and the others I think around Surrey, more like Guildford. But yeah, so we're called Bisou Noir, which means black kiss. There's not really a deep meaning behind it. We're all goths and we're all into black and yeah, a bit dark. Well, me and Toby are, I don't know about the other two, but so it kind of is suiting to have this alter ego. I think Bisou Noir kind of gives off this this like film noir vibe, and I mean we're kind of into our fashion, so Toby works at Jeffrey West where they have like rock and roll shoes, and I just think it's very suiting. Plus every other band name's taken nowadays, it's impossible to find something original. But yeah, so we met as extras on Mamma Mia 2, Toby and I, and we started discussing our favourite bands. We were obsessed with Red Hot Chili Peppers growing up, and we both just into that kind of like original, heavier, well, like bands who can just play any music, but you can tell it's them and have their signature sound. That's kind of what we strive for, I think. And yeah, and then he introduced me to Jake and Mikey, who are his childhood friends, who they all played in a band growing up. And that was kind of natural because they all knew how to play together and they're really good performers. And then I just came in and added my flavor and my stuff. So yeah, now they're all like my brothers, my best mates. And it's weird to think that I haven't known them my whole life. But yeah, so a bit about our sound. So obviously, Chili Peppers are one of our main influences, and I think we're heading more in that direction now with like the funky bass and like talky lyrics. But also, I think in terms of what we sound like, I'd say it's more Queens of the Stone Age, Rage Against the Machine, The Strokes, and then we really like Nothing But Thieves. They're kind of one of our favourite modern bands. I'm really into Fontaines DC at the moment. Yeah, just people who like do things kind of a bit differently. It's just like not following the main route of an indie rock band. I wouldn't call us indie. We're not like happy. Songs are quite try to touch on people's emotions a bit. And live we have like lots of synth elements as well, and just anything really. If it sounds good, it's good, isn't it? The story behind the song we are playing. So it's called Renegade. It's the first of the five new singles that we're releasing, which I think are the best five singles we've written so far. It's one of those songs where you just come to the studio without any thoughts. And I think I put in just like a really heavy electronic drum beat. And then Toby played this riff. And then it's one of them ones where it's done in an hour and you just bounce one idea off the next. So he wrote one part, then I do one part, and then I can't say much for the lyrics because he wrote those, but I think they're really good, and it's got loads of sections. But I think with Renegade, the video which I produced and came up with a story is kind of, there's five videos and they all tie together to make a short film. And whether you're going to see that or not, I'm not sure, but it's basically the final part of the five. And so I don't want to give too much away, but it follows this girl and her struggle from rags to riches. And by this point in the story, she's made a life for herself. She's successful and she's got this annoying like man and she's trying to get rid of him. So we're like removal men who turn up at a house. We end up bagging him. And the song was kind of inspired by the way, Chili Peppers or Sabotage by Beastie Boys. So we created a heist video for it. So we drive a van and we get this guy in the van and we like take him to this hidden place. But yeah, don't want to give too much away, but that's the concept for that one. And then I think periodically we're going to be releasing these singles now for the over the next few months. And it's the first time we've had a bit of funding, not much, but we got the Help Musicians funding for the Do It Differently project. And that's why we're here. So people can find us anywhere really, Spotify, Apple Music, all of the distributors, I think. And we just started a TikTok. But yeah, Instagram is probably the social media platform we use the most. I think we've got a slot at the Great Escape Festival in Brighton, which will be our first festival. It's nice that things are finally opening up and we can start playing again. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Just hope everyone enjoys the song. And if you've got any, if you go and follow us on at Bisounoir Band on TikTok or just Bisounoir, Bisounoir on Instagram, tell us what songs you want to hear covering because we're doing this little one cover a week thing now. So yeah, it'd be cool to see what covers people want to hear. And yeah, thank you for listening. Cheers, mate. You come in to help someone. Life moving forward, and this is brought so long. We'll separate the sin. Life moving forward, and this is brought so
So that was Bizu Noir with Renegade. Love that a lot. It had just enough grunge and grime. It was kind of like a dialed back. It was the grunge and grime was dialed back, but there was just enough there to make it accessible. And yeah, it was really good. The vocals are good. The production's fantastic. Like that a lot. As for their cover, was it a cover a week? That's what they was doing.
A cover a week.
Yeah, they're going to do a cover a week. I would like to hear them do the song, I'll go on, what's it called? It's called I Want to Be Your Dog by The Stooges. I'd love to hear them do that. I love that song, and I think they could pull it off. So, yeah, if you're listening to this, and I'm sure you probably are, I Want to Be Your Dog by The Stooges for your consideration. Did you like this, Mike?
I really liked it. I love songs that change during a song, like that, you know, like slow down, speed up, or kind of give you something new, and they did that a lot during that song. And good grunge sound to it, like you said. I definitely want to follow them on Spotify now. I really enjoyed that, my kind of thing.
Yeah, there's not much there to dislike, really. I mean, even if you're not into rock, and you're more of a, I mean, if you're into rock, you're gonna love this. If you're into pop, I think there's still something there. I think there's something there for everyone with this. Yeah, so I'm gonna play one of your songs now, by Rodney P. Hubbard. Do you want to tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, Rodney B. Hubbard. He's from the U.S. He's a soul guitarist, soul and blues performer. He's actually been around for a long time. He's hard to say where he's from in the U.S. He's currently based in Maryland, but he was an army brat, so he's from all over the U.S. He was in the military himself for a long time, so he was based in different places. But he's kind of had the same band with him throughout the years. I think they did a lot of live performances, and they recorded a lot of music, but never really released it. So in the past year, I got hooked up with him, and we started releasing his music. So they're new releases, but they're from different time periods. And I think the song I sent you is his most current release, called Shame. But he's a really, really good guitarist and a really good guy. So I hope you enjoy it.
Did you not do an interview with him on your show recently?
I did, actually. Yeah, he was the third show I did, and he was really easy. Interviews are really good when there's somebody easy to talk to, and he was really easy to talk to. So it's one of my kind of favorite podcasts I've done so far. Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
Yeah, so for those listening who don't already know, you have your own podcast, don't you?
I do. Yeah, it's called The Stream on Distro Show, and it features artists that we release music for.
I'll have to add that to the website if that's okay.
Cool, yeah, of course.
Cool. Right then, so this is Rodney B. Hubbard with his song Shame. So yeah, Rodney B. Hubbard with Shame. That was a lovely bluesy jazz number. I enjoyed that a lot. There's a lot of R&B in there as well. That was quite diverse, that was. I enjoyed that, Mike.
Excellent. Great.
Yeah, so obviously we'll leave all the show notes. We'll leave all the show notes in the show notes. We'll leave all the information, all the links and everything in the show notes to all of the artists, including Rodney B. Hubbard. I wasn't expecting that voice.
Yeah, he's quite good. He does a lot of, in the past anyway, he's done a lot of music festivals across the U.S., so they really have a really tight live performance. And I think he's hoping to go back on the road again later on this year. I think he's heading back out to California to get back into the festival scene.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play another one of my artists now. Who am I going to play? I'm going to play Arima Ariga, and this is her song, Your Beautiful Eyes.
Hi, my name is Arima Ariga. I'm a Cuban artist living here in Barcelona. I want to invite you to listen to my song, Your Beautiful Eyes. And, well, the track is about a woman that is with a person that is younger than her. And she realized that she needs to say goodbye because she wants to move on. My influences. Oh, God. I don't know. I think they come from many places. I was raised in Cuba. I was born in Russia from an Ethiopian father and a Cuban mother. And I really listen to a lot of music, different music, soul, jazz, reggae, salsa, everything. So I come from many, many places. So in my music, you could listen to that as well. I love classic music. You can find me on my website. That is www.arema/arega.com, and there you can find my releases, my fashion. You can find me in all my creations. And right now I'm making also videos, animations, so I invite you to go there. Thank you so much for watching this, and I hope you like it.
Arima Ariga there with beautiful eyes. Very unusual. Unusual in a good way. Though. We had her on the show a while ago, and I had a conversation with her. Did a kind of interview with her, and we just talked for ages. I think it was better to do it this way, where I just sent her some questions, because otherwise we'd just talked for ages and ages and ages. She's such an interesting person, and she is the true meaning of what it is to be an artist and a creator. She thinks well outside. I mean, she doesn't just think outside the box. She can't even see the box. She doesn't go by the rules. She does her own thing. But a lot of people who do that, it just comes out over weird. She creates something that's amazing and relatable, and I just enjoy it. And I think anybody who listens to her music or looks at her art, it's relatable. Even though she doesn't follow the rules, she does her own thing, it's still relatable. She's very, 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 very good. Very worth checking out. Definitely go check out Arima Ariga. She's the true meaning of an... She's what... If you had a picture of what it is to be an artist in the dictionary, they'd put Arima Ariga in there, because, yeah, she is a true artist. You've got to like this, Mike.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her. I get the links off you, though, the social links, and check her out. I mean, even her old introduction, you really got to feel what you're saying there about her being an artist and into fashion and different things. She just it sounds like she's into everything, and that's a great song. I really enjoyed that. That's what I love about the show, and that's why I always listen to the show, is that you just hear artists that you would never probably normally otherwise hear in the mainstream, and she is absolutely brilliant, and it's artists like that that deserve to get heard. So, yeah, good, great song.
Yeah, and she's a fantastic personality as well. So yeah, go check her out. I'll leave all of her links in the show notes. Mike, we're going to play another one of yours now. Yeah. What's the other song that you've brought?
This is a band from Sweden. They're called Dancing Void, and they're normally, they classify themselves as electro pop music. I guess a lot of their stuff is, but they have just some, which isn't normally my kind of thing, but they have enough rock infused into it that just kind of catches my interest, and I think they're good. And the song I brought is called Will Drowned, and I think this is kind of a good example, I think, to show the balance they have between electro and with an infusion of rock.
So this is Dancing Void. This is Dancing Void with their song Will Drowned.
It's just a sign of an ordinary day. disease. It's just a sign of an ordinary disease. It's just a sign of an ordinary disease. Disease, disease, disease.
Dancing Void with Will Jones. Very, wow, the first three quarters of that song was very avant-garde. It was very laid back. It was very stripped back. And then right at the end there, kind of brought in almost a new metal feeling to it, with lots of textures and lots of sounds and lots of complexity. But saying that, I mean, it was still complex at the start. It just, like, it turned it up to 10. At the end there, really, really interesting and very different. I enjoyed that a lot, It kind of reminded me of James Blake. I don't know if you know who James Blake is.
By name, I've heard the name. I'm not too familiar with the music.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of him anyway. Again, leave all the links in the show notes. What I'm going to do now is, Mike, I don't know if you remember from last time, but we decided to add this new section where I'll go onto Twitter on the day and say, I want your music. And then we're just going to play the first one that comes up. Well, the first one that came up was someone called Money Baby Zoe, and she's got a new drop, by the looks of it, that's called Money Baby Zoe with no free rides. And yeah, so that was the first one to come on Twitter. So that's the one we're going to play. Okay. What does it say on here about her? It says, Money Baby Zoe was born in Boston, grew up in Raleigh, NC, and spent several weekends visiting her great-grandmother in Lowcountry, Ridgeland, SC. The diversity from each area laid a solid foundation for Zoe's voice and creativity. Zoe went to college in Richmond, VA, and became a DJ at WVCW, became a radio personality, and became program director before relocating to Atlanta, GA. No matter what position Zoe had working in the music world alongside Shiloh Sauls from Ready Beats, she always wanted to support other talents by hosting media interviews and dabbling in artist development. So, yeah, very accomplished person by the sounds of it. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, very much so.
Kind of likes doing what we're doing, you know, like putting a bit of a light on the lesser known artists. So, tip my hat to that. So, this is, I haven't heard this yet. I'm expecting some sort of R&B, maybe a bit hip hop ish, maybe. That's what I'm expecting.
That's my guess as well. Yeah, see.
Yeah. So, this is Money Baby Zoe with No Free Rides.
Let it rock.
Come on.
Take
a
right, right.
Come on. All aboard. Come on.
That's right.
Give it all you got. Better shoot your shot. One night only. Oh, me so horny. Give it all you got. Better shoot your shot. One night only. Oh, me so horny.
No handstand, but I'm kicking shit. I'm grown now, but you knew this.
you got. Better shoot your shot. One night only. Oh, me so all night. Give it all you got. Better shoot your shot. One night only. Oh, me so all night. Next train come and jump on it. Might do a split. Turn around, back flips. Ooh, he like that shit. Next train come and jump on it. Might do a split. Come on, ride that train. Let's ride. Come on, ride. Let's ride.
It's Mr. Beat the Box. Success a lot. I put that motion in her ocean. Take my shot when she get open. We got one night only. Come ride this pony. Ain't no nice off, baby. With me so horny. She a ride or die. On a slip and slide. Get that good, good. When she park and ride. Crush your hot girl summer. Come get this thunder. I make it rain. It's a shame. Come inside. Take this pain. This that late night groove. When your boyfriend snooze. Ain't no rescue you. I cut that parachute. Shoo, shoo. Come on, ride it. Just ride it. Come on, ride it. Just ride it. Come on, ride it. Just ride it. Come on, ride it. Just ride it.
So that was Money Baby Zoe with No Free Ride. That was kind of surprising to me. That usually when I come across a nostalgic piece of music, it usually takes me back to one decade or one era. But this is very clever. It's striding different decades and taking inspiration from different areas. Like, it does take me back to the 90s. There's some old school vibes in there. But I'm also getting some hip-hop from the 2000s. But also, it's kind of fresh today. There's some, you know, this wouldn't be out of place today. This is really cleverly put together. And I love the bass drop, and yeah, it's really good. And enjoyed this a lot. I was very surprised. So what's next? I think I'm going to play one more song, Mike. I'm going to play out with Cecilia. And I'm going to play Cecilia and her song Cool Down. Do you want to plug anything before we go, Mike?
All right. No, you caught me off guard with that one. No, work away, man. It's all good.
Cool. Well, Mike, thank you for joining me. It's been an absolute always, yep. pleasure, as always.
I enjoy it. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Some great music. Check out all of our artists in the show notes. Go and show them some love. Go find them and all that. So, yeah. So I'm going to play it with Cecilia. Cool Down. All that's left to say is I've been Richie.
And I've been Mike.
Thank you for listening, if indeed you still are.
Hi, my name is Cecilia. I'm a singer, songwriter, and performer from Nairobi, Kenya. I make music inspired, but not limited to the Afrobeat and Afropop sound. The reason why I mostly focus on Afrobeat or Afropop is because, as an African artist, Afrobeat is the core of my roots. You know, it's the sound of the motherland that has given us some of the greatest icons in the music industry who have influenced me from a very young age and continue to influence me as an adult as well. You know, artists like Sauti Sol, Burna Boy, Sanai Peitande, Yashinsky, Victoria Kimani, Fireboy, and so many more have definitely been some of the biggest influences in my journey. And my new single, Cool Down, is, I'd call it a fight back song, if I can call it that. It's, you know, it's just me telling all the haters around me that they need to literally just cool down and worry about themselves, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still going to do me and shine bright regardless, and I don't need their approval for it. So yeah, that's that. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok as Cecilia Wins. You can find me on all those platforms at Sasila Wins, S-A-S-I-L-A-W-I-N-S, Sasila Wins, everywhere. And my YouTube channel is Sasila, just S-A-S-I-L-A. And my music, Cool Down, my new single, and all my other music is available for streaming on all digital platforms. I am so proud to be a part of the new generation of African artists, you know, especially the Afrobeat artists. Everybody is just so different and is so bold and loud about their art, and it's a beautiful thing to see. Everyone is defining themselves in their own unique way and owning their identity, and it's amazing. I cannot wait to see where this journey takes me, and I'm super excited. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for considering me. And I am super grateful. I'm super excited for the future of African music. Thank you.
So that is a wrap. I really enjoyed that. That's a beautiful piece of music. I love that. I don't know, some sort of flute. I don't know what it was, but it was it's really nice piece of music. Yeah, I like that a lot. That was quite. That took me back a bit as well. Probably back to the 90s and the 2000s. Really nice.
So I don't mention it a lot, because so I have, as part of my stream on distro business, I actually have a label based in Nigeria that releases their artist music through my site, and most of it is Afrobeat. It's something I've never had a lot of exposure to. Now, some of it is pretty, wouldn't be my thing, but some of it is really quite good. You know, and so I've kind of been introduced to a genre I've never really listened to before, because of this label that does that. And so, she was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Summer is right around the corner, and you know what that means.
cooking out, diving in, and soaking up a whole lot of sunshine. The Home Depot has everything you need to start your summer right. Upgrade your cookout game with Traeger grills and smokers. Then gather around a new Hampton Bay patio set with family and friends. It feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot with savings on summer fun. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.